right now, let's go. Let's go. Get up. Get with it. We can do it. We can have a great day. This can be a day of God's blessings being unleashed upon the people that we are associated with through our lives, because we are blessed and we walk in His favor. This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I'm just so happy to be coming into your life with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what God said to Abraham over there in Genesis chapter 12? He said, Abraham, I want you to get out, get away from your family, get away from this place for your own sake, it says in the Amplified Bible, because I got plans for you, good plans for you. And I'm going to bless you. Yes, you are obedient to me. I'm going to bless you. And then I'm going to make you a blessing to other people. And then whoever blesses you, Abraham, I'll bless because they're blessing you. And whoever curses you, they'll be cursed because they're coming against that which I have blessed. Remember when Balaam was called in by Balak to curse the Israelites? Balak didn't like him being in the land that he controlled, and Balaam's called in. Balaam's the one that had the donkey speak to him, remember, because the angel was standing right in front of the donkey ready to kill him. And so here we are. We're up on this mountain, Balaam and Balak, and Balak says, curse him. And Balaam does what the best he can to bring curses upon Israel because he's getting paid to do it. And ultimately says, I can't do it. I can't curse what God has blessed. And he's blessed the children of Abraham. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to know that somehow you were tied in a relative, a relationship somehow with Abraham? Because anybody that blessed Abraham was going to be blessed. Anybody that cursed Abraham was going to be cursed. Balak couldn't curse him because they were blessed. They were the seed of Abraham. You know what Galatians 3:13 says? That Jesus became cursed on the cross so that you and I could receive the blessings of Abraham. Whoa. Can you believe that? And it says, if we belong to Jesus, Galatians 3, then we are the seed of Abraham. And his blessings is ours. That's what we've been talking about this week, is that we walk in the favor of God. He will supply our needs. We are his children. And he's not going to abandon us. Look, let me read some scriptures to you from Romans 5. I'm going to read them out of the Amplified. It says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, and declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, remember, it's not by works, it's not by law, it's not by going to church enough, it's not by reading the Bible enough, no. He says, we are acquitted and declared righteous and given a right standing with God through faith. Faith in what? Faith in Jesus and his finished work. And it says, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Now, if you go to 2 Corinthians 5, it says there that we have been given the message or the gospel of reconciliation. What does that word reconciliation mean? Well, the root word's reconcile, that you have these two people that were at each other's throat. They were enemies, but something happens that causes them to bury the hatchet and not in each other, and that they make up, they reconcile, and they are friends. The Bible clearly tells us that if we believe in Jesus, he is our friend. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that friend is Jesus. And so here we go. Therefore, since we are justified, that's a legal term, acquitted and declared righteous, and given a right standing with God. So just imagine yourself standing in the court of the law of the universe, and the Father is the judge, and he is now saying here, you have been acquitted. You are declared righteous and given a right standing with me through faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. I don't have to be afraid of God. I don't have to go to sleep at night with dread. What happens if Jesus comes? What happens if I make a mistake? We have been reconciled to the Father through Jesus, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. We don't have peace because we read the Bible enough or we prayed enough. We have peace because we have put our faith and our confidence in Jesus absolving us of our sins. Now, let me come back to this. I read the Bible. I pray. I go to church. I worship the Lord. Not to get legally righteous with Him, because I've been made that through His death and substitutionary life and death on the cross. But I go to church. I read the Bible because my heart yearns after Him. I want to know what He is speaking. I want to be in the presence of His people. I want to be in the presence of His Spirit. I want to please Him because I love Him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. So I obey the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is never going to lead you contrary to God's word. He's never going to come to you and say, I know it says in the word, thou shalt not commit adultery, but in this particular case, it's all right. Holy Spirit's not going to lead you to do that. Flesh man might, but not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness. You will be led through the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He loves you. He wants to care for you. He wants to provide for you. And then in turn, He wants you to live a life that will bring respect and not reproach to Him and to His kingdom. So, through Him, verse 2, chapter 5, Romans, through Him also we have our access, our entrance and introduction by faith into this grace, this state of God's favor in which we firmly and safely stand. Now here's the cross. The cross is the door. Jesus died on the cross so that we might live. And as we come to the cross, as we come to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we enter through the cross, through the grace that was provided with Jesus as our substitute, into God's favor. It says in Psalm 5 that He will surround us with a shield of His favor. He'll protect us. We're His children. We become sons of God. Now are ye sons of God. And so we love Him. We worship Him. We praise Him. We want to go to church. We want to read His word. We want to come into the presence of the Holy Spirit because He loves us and we love Him and we are completely absolved of our sins. And He now surrounds us with His favor. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. The glory of God that will come upon us now and the glory of God which is coming to fill the earth. 2 Corinthians 5:19. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with Himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. That verse 19 absolutely backs up everything we read from Romans 5. And it says, so we are Christ's ambassadors, God making His appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for His sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. See, it's on your end now. God's done what He's going to do. Jesus said it's finished. He was resurrected and He sat down at the right hand of the Father, and it's all up to you. And then for our sake, He made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through Him we might become endued with and viewed as being in and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with Him by His goodness. I am in right relationship with Almighty God, not because of what I've done, but because of what Jesus did. And I simply believed what the Word says. Remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom. Pastor Winston Moore, Ferreton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.